Sons of God, let's now turn our attention to Lord's Day number 5 of the Heidelberg Catechism. Lord's Day number 5 of the Heidelberg Catechism. As we begin a new section of the Catechism that we just finished, the first section of misery, knowing our misery from the law. And now we begin this section on our redemption, ultimately through Christ. So let's respond to the questions of Lord's Day number 5. Since then, by the righteous judgment of God, we deserve temporal and eternal punishment. How may we escape this punishment and be again received into favor? God wills that His justice will be satisfied. Therefore, we must make full satisfaction to that justice, either by ourselves or by another. Can we ourselves make this satisfaction? Certainly not. On the contrary, we daily increase our guilt. Can any mere creature make satisfaction for us? None. For first, God will not punish any other creature for the sin which man committed. And further, no mere creature can sustain the burden of God's eternal wrath against sin and redeem others from it. What kind of mediator and redeemer, then, must we seek? One who is true and righteous man, and yet more powerful than all creatures, that is, one who is also true God. Congregation, when Jesus first began His earthly ministry, He called out His 12 disciples to follow Him. And one of them was Nathanael. And Nathanael was amazed that when Jesus knew who He was, before He even seen Him, before even the first time He saw Jesus. And Jesus replies that, man, you believe because I knew that you were under the fig tree. You're going to see greater things. You will see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. That's such a powerful picture because it recalls Jacob's experience in Genesis 28 when he dreamed of seeing this staircase and the angels ascending up all the way to heaven and descending all the way down to earth. Such an interesting picture. As Jacob was running away from home because of his sin against his brother Esau, so we are also by nature running away from God because of our sin against Him. And while Jacob was running away, his dreams about this staircase that reaches all the way to heaven and goes all the way down to earth made an impression upon him. And this is a picture of God saying to Jacob, and really the church and all of God's people, this is a picture of God saying that one day I am going to find a way to bring you back home to me. But Jacob didn't see the full picture. He didn't fully understand all that was going on there. All he knows is that this is important enough for the angels to be worshiping as he sees this staircase and the angels going up and down from heaven to earth. But why is this dream so important? Well, at this point of the catechism, we find ourselves, as well as all of humanity, in a problem that we cannot solve ourselves. All of us were in Adam. All of us who are in Adam have been separated from God and His presence. And we're no longer at home with our Creator. We are now homesick. We are all like sheep who have gone astray. We've all turned everyone to his own way. Or as Paul says in Ephesians 2, that outside of Christ, you were dead in your sins and you were walking according to the patterns of this world. Believing in the devil's lies about who we are, about who God is. And now we have made ourselves as children of wrath. We are confronted by God's just wrath that awaits those who die in their sin. And God's justice will be satisfied. But isn't the Bible about a book about salvation? Yes, it is. And God has been preparing His people in all ages in how he is going to save us. But instead of the catechism just rashly saying Jesus is the only way to be saved, the catechism and the Bible wants us to know why Jesus is the only way to salvation. The Bible wants us to know that we cannot build our own staircase to heaven. We cannot pay the debt that we owe to God. Because every day our debt increases. Our debt towards God rises faster than the U.S. national debt. Even if we zeroed out the moment right after, even if we were able to somehow pay our debt, we would only be zeroing out at that specific moment. The moment afterwards, the day afterwards, we would continually put more debt upon ourselves that is worthy of God's judgment. And we will continue sinning because our heart is stone cold, lifeless, and stubbornly resistant towards loving God and His commands. Well, if we can't build this staircase to heaven ourselves, then can we have someone else pay the price for our sins? Can we put that on something else or someone else? Well, the Catechism says no. Although we are on the right track that we need another human being to represent another human being, but the problem is anyone in this earth cannot represent us because that person is also in sin and needs to represent their own sin to God. So we cannot, on this earth, anyone who has fallen in this earth, we cannot rely on them to represent us. What about bulls and goats? I mean, isn't the Old Testament full of animal sacrifices of bulls and goats? Well, yes. But did any of those animal sacrifices actually forgive sins? The author of Hebrews is very clear that it never forgave one sin. So then why did God instruct and command His people for all these hundreds and hundreds of years to practice this very thing? To teach them, to prepare them for the sacrifice God would prepare for His people that would actually take away our sins. And God would provide a substitute that has no defects and no blemishes, without spot or any blemishes. God would provide a sacrifice that could perfectly represent us, but not have the problem of having their own sin. So we need a human being to represent us who doesn't already have their own debt of sin to pay. Who in this world fits that description? It's like the psalmist who says, "Oh Lord, if you would mark iniquity, who can stand? Who can go up the holy hill of God?" Psalm 15 says. Who meets that requirement? No one on earth. No one on earth. Our substitute has to be perfectly man and yet be from heaven. We cannot build a staircase to heaven. We cannot find our way back to God. God has to build the staircase from heaven to earth and send someone down to walk down that staircase from heaven to earth. And Jesus tells Nathanael that you're going to see heaven open up and you're going to see angels and ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. The Son of Man. The only one who can truly represent us, but yet not have any sin. And that is the man Christ Jesus. Christ says, I am that one. I am the one who will take the sins of my people. I'm the one coming down from heaven to earth. I'm not leaving home empty-handed, not until I bring my people home with me. Amen.